Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Amen. Well, it's Tuesday, and we're thankful to the Lord that He's given us another day to go and serve Him today, and what a blessing it is to be a Christian. I'm thankful to God that He gave us this opportunity to get up this morning, amen, and do something for the glory of God. Here's the Raines family singing, Live a Life of Worship. Thank God, that's the Raines family. Praise the Lord. And we appreciate that good song. This is part two of the message on Acts chapter number 9.
Look what the Bible says right there in verse 54. And when they what? Heard these things, they were cut to the heart. Remember what God's word will do? God's word will cut you, friend. And they gnashed on him with their teeth, being full of the Holy Ghost. Now that's what it's all about. Looked up steadfastly into the heaven. And saw the glory of God and who? Jesus. Hold on a minute. This guy right here, Stephen, son, now he don't have religion. He's got a relationship. So they're persecuting him on this side. I mean, they're gnashing, they're biting him. I mean, they're calling him all kinds of names. It gets a little bit worse here in just a moment. But I'm telling you, this is what Stephen saw. He's sitting there with all that stuff that's going on. Here he does. He gets a vision of one that's on the throne. Amen. He gets a vision of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gets a vision of his Savior. Friend, can I tell you, during that dark hour of your life, when you don't think that nobody's present, you don't think nobody's for you, can I tell you, you've got one in heaven that loves you. You've got one that's on the throne that's going to stay by your side. Amen. If you keep going after your religion, you'll never find anything. But if you hold on to a relationship, Jesus will be there all the way through. Oh, man. And behold, I saw the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Somebody once said this. They said that whenever a saint of God gets persecuted, when a saint of God gets put down, Jesus gets up off the throne of God and stands at attention and says, thank you for serving me. Thank you for living right. Thank you for going through with it. Don't forget who's watching. Look at verse 57. And then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city. Look what verse 58 says, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. This stoning that took place, they speak about it often in commentaries and how that this stoning was often. And I'm not talking about they're picking up pieces of gravel that sits in your driveway. No, they're picking up stones the size of a man's hand, and they're chucking them and they're throwing them at Stephen. And while they're doing that, you can imagine how gory. And I don't want to be gruesome tonight, but I want to paint a picture. This man stood up there for Jesus. This man stood up for a cause of Christ. Well, a lot of times we don't have enough guts to walk a hallway in a school with a Bible in our hand. But this guy stood up in the midst of a bunch of God haters. Amen. And this is what he did. He stands up and this is what he said. He said, hey, you did all these things in the name of religion, but you don't have a relationship. And so they begin to get irritated. In this stoning process, they would throw these stones and they're aiming at one place. Can you imagine where they're aiming tonight? They're aiming at his head. Some folks would describe this stoning process as the stones would hit their skulls. And their teeth oftentimes would be out of their mouth. Their nose and their face, their jaws and their the sides of their skulls would be dented in and mashed all to pieces, and the blood would be flowing everywhere. While all of this was taking place, there was a man by the name of Saul standing by. He was witnessing the death of another disciple. He was witnessing the death of a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And while he's standing there doing these things, he's standing there thinking he's doing God's service because he's a religious man. Little did he know, he is kicking against the pricks. Tonight, as I look at the text in Acts chapter number 9, we come to a place where the Apostle Paul was no doubt, I believe, while being a murderer, while being all the things that we see him being, I believe that he was a good religious man. In fact, the Word of God speaks about him and says to us that he was one, a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He knew the religious things. However, he didn't understand the relationship. Maybe you're asking tonight, what is a Pharisee? Well, the Pharisees were an influential religious sect with Judaism in the time of Christ and the early church. They were known for their emphasis on personal godliness. Anything we tried to do to make ourselves more clean, more separated, without doing it in the name of Christ, or outside the Bible, is nothing but self-righteousness. I can't make myself righteous, and you can't make yourself righteous. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. The Hebrew meaning of the word Pharisee meant separated. Their acceptance of oral tradition in addition with the written law and their teaching that all Jews should observe all 600 plus laws in the Torah, including the rituals concerning ceremonial purification. The Apostle Paul was a trained Pharisee, Acts chapter number 26 and verse 5, which knew me from the beginning. If they were would testify that after the most straightest sect of religion, I lived a Pharisee. Paul had it down. Paul knew the right things to say and when to say them. Paul knew the right prayers to pray and when to pray them. Paul, you would have thought, was the greatest church member the church had ever seen. But all Paul had up until this point was nothing but religion. Can I tell you, youngins, parents, mamas, and daddies, you can walk in church, you can put the right attire on, you can carry a Bible in your hand. It might even be the right version of scriptures. Amen. You can attend Sunday school. You can do all of these things. Amen. But if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, all that you're doing is simply religion. You made yourself look good, but have you made Him look good? And if you're, listen, it bugs me to death sometimes to see people who go through the motions. You could always tell somebody who's living out of relationship. They're like excited about the Bible. They're excited about Christ. Amen. They're excited about watching the church grow. They're excited about taking on missionaries. They're excited about all these other things. But you get them other ones, and they just get lazy. They get weak. But boy, they're here. Thank God. Is it religion or is it relationship? What do you have tonight? It's funny how that Paul was after the disciples who were people that were doing things for Christ. Have you ever noticed it? That same crowd, that same religious crowd's always like, oh, he's getting too holy. Oh, they testify too much. Oh, there is religion within the church, friend. When it basically, look here, you always get that bunch. They're all the time trying to stir something. And what they're doing is this, they're trying to get you your eyes off of Jesus and get your eyes on them. Because they want you to be religious. And they'll run people down in the church and they'll say things like, oh, I tell you right now, I've got an influence up there. And man, if you do something, I tell you what we'll do. We'll just pack it up and we'll all leave together. I heard that a while back in the church, man, I was talking to an old fella. Man, there's a church a while back, man, they said, there's a bunch of them got together and they just all left together. Religion. Religion will send you to hell, friend. Religion, friend, I'll tell you what, religion will send you straight to hell. You say, why? Because it's not built upon Christ. However, we get down there, Paul's operating with the intention and the thought that he's ridding religion of heresy. Now, I want you to think about this. This is how bad the devil works, Brother Kevin. The devil's got old Saul in his mind. He said, I'm doing things for God. I'm helping God out. I'm helping God. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm getting rid of all these disciples. And boy, when we get rid of all, we'll have it then. Religion, friend, is despicable. I want you to think of in your mind down through the history. Now, as I begin to read some of the history and historical documents about people who called themselves Christian, I'm going to tell you something. There was some despicable and some cruel things that happened throughout history in the name of religion. Despicable things. You say, what's the difference? There's no relationship there. Can I say tonight that a relationship with Jesus didn't teach us to hurt our neighbor. Jesus taught us to love our enemies and to do good to those that despitefully use us. Jesus taught us, amen, to lend a helping hand. Jesus taught us, man, to love those that's unlovable. Amen. You can always tell the difference between religion and relationship.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.